next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Marine Advisory Committee has made a recommendation to acquire a large reef to the commission in the past, and this project will secure our community as a diving destination for generations to come. I am humbled by the number of people who have come out to support this effort. Commissioners, I know your time is valuable. We have not brought all these folks to speak. We do have a couple to speak who I think you'll have will have relevant information. Could I have a show of hands of everybody who's here for the SS United States? Thank you, guys.
Everybody. This is everybody. I was at this Gambia County Commission meeting a little while back, and, you know, there's been an ongoing conversation of us or Okaloosa, us or Okaloosa, us or Okaloosa. Well, we don't know yet, but they were talking about Kerry Freeland's Dive Pros, talking about the value of a second, in fact, even bigger ship than the Oriskany being sunk off the coast of Escambia County.
I've had numerous conversations with some high-profile hoteliers who are in favor of the project as intended to put the reef in waters accessible to the average diver. Representative Alex Andrade has explicitly stated that he's in favor of the project and will be able to come up with additional funding, close to $1 million as of our last conversation. We have received endorsements from PADI, that's the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, NAWI, National Association of Diving Underwater Instructors. We're already experiencing a lot of interest in the SS United States.
Yeah, and I think we got this. I think it's $3 million pledged from Fish and Wildlife, $1 million from the state. Alex Andrade says he can get the Tourism Development Commission. They were going to talk about this. I'll play those clips in just a second. But, you know, the money is coming in for something that we're guessing would be about a $10 million purchase. And, you know, generally speaking, the idea is if you can get to half, you can get to whole. When you're doing your fundraising, because then everybody wants to jump in on a project they think is actually going to happen. Dan Anderson, who is a Vietnam vet.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I've been diving for in excess of 60 years. I teach disabled veterans to scuba dive as part of their rehab. I can't really add anything to these, but you look at some of these things here, it says, if you sink it, they will come. Well, we sank the Oriskany, and boy, howdy, did they come. You sink it, and they will definitely increase your business here. Thank you.
And remember, part of the argument is that we have been losing market share to Okaloosa County and Destin in particular, that divers who used to come and stay in Pensacola and bring their families and eat in Pensacola restaurants and stay out on the beach and, you know, put money into the bed tax here have instead started going to Destin, staying there for a week and coming here for 2 days to dive, but staying and eating and partying and doing whatever they do in Destin, meaning that they get most of the money. And this is kind of a, you know, how can we compete more effectively? Not only have the largest wreck with the Oriskany, which is, you know, not a great depth. I'm not a diver. I can't even go down 20 feet. My ears don't clear properly. But, you know, so I'm speaking from what other people tell me. The Oriskany is just too deep for most divers is the problem. This one would not have that problem. At least that's the plan. Mike Kohler, County Commissioner Mike Kohler.
I support this. My only concern, I don't want to take any money out of the general fund, obviously. I think we all agree with that. I met with Robert and Chips and Tim this morning to see what option we could do to work with the other counties to maybe bring this in. As Commissioner Burgosh had mentioned, I'm not really sure why Okaloosa stood off for 2 weeks, but I do think we have, you know, a little window here to try to work something out. So if we can and it doesn't come out of the general fund, I'm definitely there for you. Like you said, as soon as you sink it, it's not like a park. There's no maintenance. It's just right. People keep coming and we get tourist dollars off it. Everything else we do around here, we have to keep upkeep and maintenance, and this is a good thing.
Yeah, it's the very definition of a revenue generating asset, right? Because once you pay for it, then you don't have to pay anymore. You just put it in there and it produces revenue. Now, if you've, you know, had to bond to get the money or whatever, then maybe you've encumbered something. But you pay $10 million, let's say, and then it generates whatever it generates every year. There's also Chips Kirchenfeld, who is the assistant city administrator. I always forget where Chips is at exactly in his managerial title. He was at one time the natural resources guy, and now he's, I think, assistant county administrator.
Those pot funds, pot one funds,
restore
it's
money.
A total of $70 million that's going to come to the county, still 4 or 5 more years of that. Every April, we get $4 million of that 70 coming into the coffers. We do have about $10 million available now.
But in that $10 million, some of that's already allocated out, correct? Or project-based?
No, that's unallocated.
We've
already allocated probably $25 million on projects in all of your districts.
So they have money, you know, that is related to this kind of stuff that we could use. And then at the TDC meeting, the Tourism Development Council meeting, they had a conversation about this. Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola. Actually, we'll get to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Cervantes and Palafox, and want to go north on Palafox, we're seeing some congestion delays there. So just be advised. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Actually, I got it both right. I looked it up online and at the Maya Scambia, and he's the Natural Resources Director and the Deputy County Administrator. I thought it was one or the other, and he's actually both for Chips Kirchenfeld. Anyway, at the TDC meeting, they were talking about this, and Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola.
That support letter was to invest up to $1 million for the acquisition and reefing of the SS United States. I know there has been some media coverage regarding the ship.
What you talking
and
about,
and our neighbors in Okaloosa County, and having the ship under contract, but then now maybe not having the ship under contract and having hit a snag. So I just wanted to reiterate that Visit Pensacola continues to support the investment.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's $1 million from them, Robert Turpin, Captain Turpin.
And he also gave me his estimate of heads and beds, and that would be 4,000 trips per year, 2 days each. And that would indicate to me that we'd have 800 new hotel rooms, room nights, or 8,000 room nights. So I'll happily answer any other questions that you may have.
Questions,
Chairman?
What's the ask?
$1 million, correct?
$1 million out of the unallocated third and fourth cent.
Yeah, so another $1 million from the Tourism Development Council, and Eileen Beard has given $500,000. So you know you're right in that halfway mark, and they're confident that they can get it, you know, elsewhere. And you know, short term maybe you have to bond it, but they think they can get them. I don't know. I don't know what the actual total funding picture is. It's still kind of in limbo. Plus the question whether Okaloosa County would get it instead, but. You know, it seemed like a good plan to me, okay? It seemed like something that would generate revenue to me, especially if you don't have to spend, you know, if it's not really costing you something else necessarily. But in the grand scheme of how we spend, you know, millions and millions of dollars, they also voted to approve the $90 million bonding, $30 million for the Bay Center, and $60 million for the gym in Nowhere in Cantonment. That I did not agree with that decision, but they also approved this $1 million and $350,000, I think, for Pensacon. So, which is kind of an interesting one. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. 6:18 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got an import, you've got to get it serviced, or you should get it serviced routinely, regularly. Not because you have a problem, but because you want to prevent the problem, right? That's why you go. BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, good quality cars. You pay extra to get. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to take it to the dealership. I always think of Destin Porsche for some reason. It's one that always sticks in my head. Is like, people drive all the way over to Destin, you know, like the time, the gas, you know, the inconvenience, or Mobile across the bridge, and fingers crossed there's no traffic back up on the Bayway. No, just go to Bobby Likas here on Davis Highway or on US 29 across from the Walmart. They also work on imports. They also work on domestics. So imports, domestics, gas, diesel, whatever the case may be. They work on those vehicles. You want to kind of think of them like a car doctor. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you take your body into the doctor to check it over every once in a while just to make sure nothing's about to happen that you don't want to know about because you want to know about early, not late. Same thing. Prevent the big problem by finding it early with routine scheduled preventative maintenance. Bobby Likas also handles fleets. So if you have you oversee a business where you've got cars you got to take care of and have to keep them maintained, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, and Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. They are also organizations that Bobby Likas provides service to. As I say, Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Something about you, baby. Looking for all my life.
Good morning, 6:22 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Just a note, I don't mention it all that often, but two things. One is the podcast, the News Radio Pensacola, or the app, the News Radio Pensacola app, very useful, very easy. You can listen to me live. Or the afternoon show or any time of the day. And also the podcast you can catch right through the app. It's very simple. And that's the other part is if you ever miss a portion of the show or you want more, we have on the podcast page at newsradio923.com every hour, all 4 hours of the morning show or podcast, along with sometimes special podcasts of certain segments like the dramatic reading of the Bragosh text shade meeting or interviews are all podcasts on their own. But anyway, you can always there's always more to be listened to on the podcast page. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Jussie Smollett is asking the Illinois Supreme Court to overturn his disorderly conduct conviction.
Both parties, Cook County Prosecutor and Mrs. Smollett, agree that the point was to make sure this was a just disposition and resolution of the case, and that was done.
The state's high court heard arguments yesterday claiming that Smollett's conviction should have never happened because they say he had a deal with the state attorney. Smollett was convicted of disorderly conduct. This was back in 2021 after he lied to police about being the victim of a racist and homophobic attack.
Yeah, Jussie Smollett, famous, impersonator of victimhood, right?
The FBI and U.S. Postal Service investigating. Apparently, mail containing a white powder was sent to election offices in 17 states. A law enforcement source tells ABC that they don't believe any of those packages were actually hazardous, but it did cause a scare and a couple of evacuations.
Just worried that the employees don't have a backup in case they run out of baking powder is all that is.
Yeah, that,
no, nothing
it.
To worry about.
Absolutely. A new report says Israel planted explosives in pagers that were sold to Hezbollah. The New York Times says hundreds of pagers blew up simultaneously all across Lebanon yesterday. And cites American and other officials saying Israel was behind those explosions. I believe 9 people were killed.
Yeah, and a couple hundred injured is my understanding. You know,
yeah,
quite
a, like
quite
something out of a James Bond movie.
This is the most amazing story. And, you know, I will say this from before we get into it too much. Obviously, innocent people being injured is a bad thing. Okay. But, and I put comma, but killing terrorists in their home when they're out and about is not a bad thing. And what they were wanting to do, what Hezbollah wants to do, is use terror as a weapon and to kill innocent people on purpose. That's what terrorists do. They target civilians on purpose. The inadvertent, undesirable killing of innocent civilians as collateral damage to preemptively killing terrorists before they can target civilians is an acceptable cost of just warfare. There's a lot of, you know, people, how can you kill these innocent people? Well, because it's actually Catholic theologians, Catholic philosophers of the theory of just war will tell you it's the principle of double effect. You don't want the bad thing to happen, but you know the bad thing will happen in order to do the good thing, as in killing the terrorists that you want to do. And as long as the benefits outweigh the costs, it's worth doing. It's justified to do. David, thanks so much for the update. It's a very interesting just war theory question. But the way I look at it is actually more simple than that. They're worried that the Israelis are so good at technological things that they were worried they'd get their phones hacked. So their solution was, I know, let's go 80s drug dealer level technology, right? Let's go to pagers. You know, we've watched The Wire. Let's do pagers. Nothing could possibly go wrong. So they start buying these pagers, and somehow Mossad realizes, you know what? Maybe we could intercept these pagers and we could put a little plastique in there, a little C4, figure out how to connect it with the, you know, because you got to work on, you got the explosive, you got the detonation mechanism that is not super easy to figure. I mean, it's not just when the pager gets a call at all, you would think, because they're not doing like IEDs. They're probably, it's a very particular number and, you know, something you would, based on how this all transpired. And then you put it in the pager and then you wait. And then you just wait for the distribution to take place. They literally distributed the bombs for Mossad. And then the time came when it was time to ringy dingy. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. No three ringy dingy. We'll talk more about this in a second, because I actually think there's a lot to this story that's really interesting. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let ring a dingy. Still no.
You don't know the old, like, Lily Tomlin from, oh God, what was the Rona Martin's laugh in? That was always when she was the operator. One ringy dingy.
Anyway, no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, if you're heading north or southbound, you're going to see some delays, just congestion right there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I actually do have it.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
Do you remember that?
I do now.
Yeah. I know. And all of the people under 50 are the what? What's he talking about? Don't worry about it. It's okay. Your dad will understand. So anyway, and your mom. If you don't understand that reference, tonight when you're talking to your parents or call them and just say, Andrew McKay said ringy dingy. Does that mean anything to you? They'll laugh. Anyway, 437-1620. So here's some things I was thinking about. Like, okay, so you're terrorists, right? What's your stock and trade? Is building bombs. Interesting bit of irony. And so you don't think about them using IEDs on your hip against you or in your pocket against you. So you don't bother doing, like, drug detection or a bomb making materials detection. You know, you don't have sniffer dogs. And I was thinking about, I'm like, Arabs generally hate dogs. Like, one of the interesting cultural elements of the Arab world is that they hate dogs. So even if they were smart enough to think, well, I don't know, maybe we got to protect ourselves against a, you know, Mossad intercepting some device for us, they're not going to have sniffer dogs. Right? I mean, you can swab and there's things you can do with technology, but that stuff is expensive too. So that's just part of it. They hate dogs, so they don't have that available to them. But also, I was thinking about how if you're in Hezbollah, like today, you're scared of everything. Everything is a threat. You know, hey, did you get your new iPod? No. Did you get the car with the fob? No. Your toaster? New DVD player? Hey, Muhammad, you have a new DVD player? No, I haven't bought one in years. Because everything is a threat. Okay. There is a part of me that is aware that, you know, innocent people were harmed in this. It's true. Okay. And that is a definite cost. And I don't want to be too jovial about something where innocent people were harmed. But I love the idea that this has reversed the script on terrorism. Now they got to be scared of everything. Because if before Mossad was like the scary boogeyman that could do whatever they wanted to do and you were worried about them, how much more now? They blew up our pagers. Is that a new box of pens? Yeah? Why do you ask? Like, everything is a threat now. I love that. Psychological warfare, too.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says it was very nice of Vice President Harris to call him yesterday to ask if he was okay after a second assassination attempt.
They think race car driving is dangerous? No. They think bull riding, that's pretty scary, right? No. This is a dangerous business, so we have to keep it safe.
Trump there at a campaign event in Flint, Michigan. Harris at a National Association of Black Journalists event in Philadelphia, condemning false claims by Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, that Haitian migrants are eating pets in Ohio.
When you have these positions, when you have that kind of microphone in front of you, you really ought to understand at a very deep level how much your words have meaning.
Vice President Harris addresses the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Leadership Conference today, and former President Trump has a campaign rally tonight on Long Island, New York, and Uniondale. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a beautiful morning, 72 degrees. We've got, looks like, mostly clear skies here in Pensacola today. The EMR Southern Recycling Facility on South Merrick Street reportedly caught on fire again last night. Channel 3 reporting firefighters were at that scene last night battling a fire. The last fire at that facility was in August of last year. That one took firefighters about a day to put out. Right now, we don't know a lot about this, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more. Former NAS Pensacola Commander Tim Lucky Kinsella will be Pensacola's new city manager. That announcement officially made yesterday during a mayor's press conference. Kinsella said everything in his career led him to this point.
I may have a lot to learn about how the city runs, but there's one thing I do know, it's people. And that's what this job is about. That's what the city government is about. It's about people. It's about the city of Pensacola. It's about the people who live here in the city of Pensacola. So I am really looking forward to working for you, the people of Pensacola, and helping to continue to make the city grow and see the mayor's vision executed in the best way possible for the people.
Kinsella bringing 33 years of Navy experience to the job. Of course, he also helped lead Mayor D.C. Reeves' transition team when he first took office. And Kinsella said he accepted that position because he wanted to continue to serve the public and the community where he's raised his children. Investigators in the Escambia Sheriff's Office looking into a number of threats made toward area schools over the last week. After three incidents, three arrests were made. Sheriff Chip Simmons says school safety is a top priority for his office.
We take the school safety very serious. Yeah. We have a deputy or a guardian in every school, and when we have any threat at all, we act immediately, and we take it very serious. Most of these are handled overnight.
Simmons says parents need to talk to their kids about the seriousness of making those types of online threats and the consequences that they could face. In Escambia County, three students have been arrested over the last week. Two were arrested in Baldwin County, and then there was an investigation in Santa Rosa County going on yesterday. Republican senators demanding more resources for the Secret Service. This after the second attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Yesterday, a group of eight senators, including Florida's Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, and Alabama's Tommy Tuberville, sent a letter to the acting director of the Secret Service demanding increased protection.
What's it going to take? 66 days ago was the first assassination attempt. What have we learned? Zero. And we don't need some 10,000-word report. We just need to know what happened and how do we fix it.
Tommy Tuberville there, and the senators say the former president should be given the same level of protection as President Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris. Well, Pensacola police looking into a vehicle, or looking for a vehicle, rather, that was involved in a hit-and-run crash at a local convenience store over the weekend. It happened on Sunday morning at the Circle K over on East Gregory. Officers say video showed a vehicle driving first into a person, then into the store's front door. After that crash, somebody in the back seat opened a door, and everybody involved left in the same vehicle. Now, if you have any information on the vehicle or the driver involved, you are asked to contact Pensacola police or Crime Stoppers. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Just one accident on the big board right now, Highway 29 in Boone Street. And if you're traveling southbound there, it'll be just south of Airport Boulevard. So just be aware of that. They're saying the roadway is blocked. I'm starting to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
We will have more sunshine today with just a small chance of rain, 20% overall, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High today near 85 degrees, low overnight near 74. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 87. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping the sunny forecast around for Friday with a high near 90. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, beautiful morning. It is 72 degrees across the board. We've got clear skies. And your next news at 7 o'clock, breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Wall Street is eagerly awaiting the results of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting that concludes later today. Experts are almost certain the central bank will cut interest rates. The only question that remains is by how much. CME Group's Fed Watch tool shows traders pricing in a 63% chance of a 50 basis point cut. The U.S. auto industry has been pushing top government officials to allow Nippon Steel's proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel. Experts say this is because the deal could lower costs and intensify competition among producers of a widely used commodity to build cars, trucks, and SUVs. The agreement is still awaiting regulatory approval. Breeze Airways is delaying the launch of two separate routes from New Orleans to Las Vegas and Los Angeles due to aircraft delivery constraints. Both routes were slated to begin in February and will instead be offered next fall. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Peer opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
So I was listening this morning again to the conversation we had with Sheriff Chip Simmons yesterday, and if you did not hear that, I made the comment that, we didn't let our kids do social media except for Discord somewhat when they got to be a little older, because that was something a lot of the colleges were, you know, and they'd use with their friends. And it's not as much a social media thing as some of the others, like Instagram, Snapchat, you know, Facebook, whatever. We also didn't even let them have phones. I mean, they had phones, okay, but they only used the Wi-Fi in the house. They didn't have plans, so they were like small tablets. Okay, that was our kind of solution to screens for them. And I know that lets them have access to the internet. I get that, and that comes with a cost. But we were very restrictive, okay, with our kids and their devices. Even to the point, like, I'm giving you this for context. There's a point to all this. I've never posted pictures of my kids online. Ever. Because going way back to when, Facebook really started, and I was kind of an early adopter for Facebook, it kind of occurred to me that maybe I shouldn't put pictures of somebody else who's going to eventually be an adult, and I would rather give them the opportunity to decide how they present themselves online, if they want to at all, for security reasons. It was kind of security in the beginning, like I don't necessarily want everybody in the whole wide world to know what my kids look like. And then after a time, it was kind of that and protecting their online identity. So my kids have sort of virgin territory when it comes to who they want to be online, and I don't know that everybody has that gift for their kids, but that's something we did. That's something that I've done. That's all just context. You understand where my brain's at on this parenting question. A dear, dear friend of mine who I've known for years and years, her name is Lenore Scanese. She writes about free-range kids, and she writes about how, we used to let kids roam, and they learned, and they developed competence, and, people let their kids in New York ride the subway, and people freak out when that happens, and walk home from school, and people freak out when that happens. She's like, no, this is good. This is normal. This is how we're supposed to be parenting. Well, she wrote a column a little while back. The headline of the column is, or the title of the column was, "How Phones Are Making Parents the Anxious Generation." And her basic argument, 437-1620, if you want to talk about this, is we talk about the harm to kids from phones. The worry that they have, the body shaming, body image kind of stuff, the bullying, the addiction to screen scrolling, to apps, to the feedback mechanism, to distraction in school, that they can't carry on a normal conversation because they're socialized to texting. Sort of, there's this whole constellation of behavioral, physiological even, and psychological issues surrounding the modern ubiquity, that just means they're everywhere, of phones, right? Okay? I still think that this is going to be like, you used to give cocaine in the Coca-Cola? Used to use heroin as a sedative? That's the way people, I think, will look at technology and phones and social media. I mean, they already do, the ones who are paying attention, I think. I just think it's going to be, 20 years or 30 years before we look back like we look back on those things for this. But in that context, I think, like many things, we might be even asking the wrong question. Is it harmful to kids? Duh. Of course. I mean, come on. Seriously? Of course it is. Well, I can't tell my kids no because somebody else has. Oh, and they're jumping off the bridge too. Come on, how many times have you heard that or made that argument as a parent, right? But okay, she writes a different question. She says, instead of thinking about the harm to the kids, which we all are well aware of those conversations, today I'd like to think about how giving a child a phone changes the parent too. A 2022 Harvard study found that 18% of teens were suffering from anxiety. Why is everybody always so worried about anxiety all of a sudden? It's weird, right? Oh, that gives me anxiety. And 20% of mothers and 15% of fathers were too. There are usually a lot of causes for any social problem, but here's one I haven't seen mentioned. Being connected to our kids by phones, we too are becoming a more anxious generation. She says, you know, parents have always worried. Every parent worries about their kids. We've always worried about our kids. But until about 15 years ago, we had no option but to live with it. You knew your kids had a quarter, or they knew how to call collect. Back when there was physical phones attached to poles or houses, and if there was trouble, you figured somebody would call. We don't have that anymore. When my mom let me walk to school as a kindergartner, I know, call the cops. She could see me until I turned the corner. After that, she had to wait till 3 o'clock before she'd see me again. In between, no contact, no tracking, no alerts from the school. She didn't even pack a note in my lunch because during school I was sort of off her radar and she was sort of off of mine. That didn't mean she loved me less, but it did mean she assumed I was fine without her watching or contacting me. Think about how great that must feel, simply trusting that all is well because there's nothing else you can do. But today, even though the murder rate is lower than it was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and also the kidnapping rate is massively lower these days, and data suggests violent crime is near its lowest level in more than 50 years, the number of kid tracking devices is exploding. Globally, already a $100 billion market is expected to reach $500 billion by 2030, according to verified market reports. And these devices don't just give you a location. Today's parents are demanding panic buttons, fall detection, apps that automatically unlock the door for their kids and turn on the lights. Remember when you knew kids who were like latchkey kids, you know, divorced parents, and the kid was alone for an hour or two after school? That was me. I was a child of divorce. I was alone for a couple of hours after school. Oh, my God. What happened to him? He learned to take care of himself. He learned to cook for himself. He learned to, you know, not answer the door when strangers came by. You learned how to entertain yourself. You learned how to, you know, right? She says, the thing is, though, I love this expression. You ready? Trust is a muscle. It has to be exercised to get strong. My mom, who quit her job to stay home with me and my sister, somehow chilled for 6 hours a day. And then for several more after I ate my snack of cookies and milk. By the way, cow's milk, whole, amazing. And often went back out to play. And that way, she, like most of the other parents back then, learned to believe in me, our neighbors, and even her own parenting. All were good enough to keep me safe. Her trust muscle grew because it got daily exercise thanks to the social norms of the time. Phones stopped that from happening. Instead of getting accustomed to being out of touch for a while, now we're always able to be in touch. That's one reason some parents are worried about school phone bans. Because the dread of being disconnected at all from the kids. 437-1620, give me a, oh my God, she's crazy, or he's crazy. Give me a, oh my God, amen. You know, either way, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's why my son has an Apple Watch. Anyway. Vehicle crash with roadblock.
Helicopter parent.
Vehicle crash with roadblock and injuries on Highway 29 right there at Boone Street. That's between Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard. We're seeing both north and south directions. Traffic is just slowing down there, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody here says, another great reason that kids shouldn't have phones, they're safe from Israeli IEDs. Too soon. That's a great joke. 437-1620. We'll come back to this in just a second. If you've got air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing needs anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden, they will take care of you. Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. And, you know, they have been, of course, you know, in Panama City and in Pensacola for a long time, 55 years in Panama City, expanding ever since. But, you know, all the way to Tallahassee, they've expanded last year to Baldwin County, now to Mobile County. So they're literally everywhere along the Gulf Coast locally. And you can call them for any of your needs, professional service, you know, high-quality products, people who show up on time, do the work, tell you what they did, stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee and make sure that you're happy, you know, because that's how they have grown all this time. Not by being bad, but by being good. That's the idea. Plus, right now, it is ending the air conditioning season. You know, people don't typically order the air conditioner in October, but so they're trying to get rid of their stock right now. And if you need a new AC system, which, you know, sometimes that happens and it's not cheap, right? $1,000 off if it's an in-stock system. So if they have it in stock and you're going to buy it right now, it's like their end of season sale, $1,000 off. Also, you want to get your air conditioning serviced for the fall and get prepared ahead of time so you don't get surprised by it. So that's Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to this conversation about, you know, how having phones and the available access to your children all the time makes you more nervous as a parent. For the school, the problem, this is an article by a good friend of mine, Lenore Scanese, who I met years ago based on her book about free-range kids. She lives in New York City. For the school, the problem is that this is distracting. For the child, the problem is that it keeps pulling off the Band-Aid of self-sufficiency, the ability to be out in the world on their own, handling life. Lack of that independence is a huge part of what's making kids anxious. Competence is also a muscle you practice using, right? Focusing back on parents, it's bad for us too, because we get no chance to build that trust muscle. Instead, we keep seeking and getting addictive hits of reassurance that our kids are fine, they're safe, they're where they should be, and they're feeling our love. Only constant connection soothes us. There's, you know, how we talk about the little dopamine hit from the little red and, you know, alert on your phone or whatever, or the little pop-up on your phone, and you check your social media and everything's okay, and you see what it is, that dopamine hit you get. I am sure there's something similar that happens when, you know, you get the little reassurance that your kids are okay, or you're wondering where they're at, and you, so you go on, you see the, you know, track my kid app or whatever, and, you know, find my phone kind of thing. Resist that urge. Resist that temptation. It's hurting you. It's hurting your, because what happens then is you build the idea, the habit of being nervous, and you've got no way to handle it. Because you haven't practiced handling it as a parent. And if you're hovering all the time and kids are being hovered over and you're checking all the time and kids are being checked upon, they never learn to be independent. They never learn to be capable and competent. They never learn to not be anxious because they've learned how to handle anxiety. Handling anxiety is a skill. 437-1620. Let's see, what are the texts coming? I'm curious. I haven't been reading these. Have been coming in. Somebody says, amen, hallelujah. I will take it. The amen is all in caps. Somebody else says, OMG, amen, amen. Somebody says, great article. Could you please post a link or something? Okay, I'll put it up on our News Radio Facebook page, News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, what article is that? It's a must-read truth for today's parents. Somebody else says, my father was very slow to adopt new technologies. I'm 30, and I didn't have a phone until I was 17, and was paying for it myself. Somebody says, I don't worry once I leave my child at school. I trust them to do their job and protect our kids. My child goes to, they say MacArthur. I don't think it matters. There's lots of schools where this would be the case. They don't allow, there's no tracking over there. Good, good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So true. I've never understood why children need phones. They don't. They don't. Did you? Just straight up cost benefit analysis. Go ahead, list it on a piece of paper, all the costs and benefits of having a phone for a kid. You'll get rid of the phone. They don't need it. Somebody says, we need to go back to house phones and less convenient. Oh, I agree. You know, here's what happens historically with technology is somebody comes along and can do a thing, and then they market that thing and they sell that thing, and then the thing spreads like a virus. And then at some time thereafter, after we've all been practicing using it, because they don't do health studies on new technology like a new drug. I mean, they just don't. There's no FDA version for technology. And then we spread the technology and everybody gets adapted to it and it tremendously distorts our whole culture. And then we're like, you know about that. Well, how do you put that genie back in the bottle? It's hard. I mean, dumb stuff. Television. If you could wave your magic wand and heal America, do you think getting rid of television would help? God. I'm speaking as a guy who loves movies and TV. But if you could just make it so, number one. You know, if you could just engage, make it so. God, how much better off would we be without screens like that, without video, without TV? I mean, you know, it's not possible, okay? But a boy can dream. So kids with phones, that's actually possible. If enough parents choose it. Because, you know, the addicts aren't going to choose it. The kids aren't going to choose it. I mean, they're kids after all, right? You let them drink alcohol? No. Do you let them do drugs? No. Do you let them use phones? Weird. Huh. Yes? Okay. And just, you know, think about it. And, of course, we're part of the addicts too, right? Because we're addicted to them having the technology that lets us track that. I mean, just it's or, and we're not used to telling them no, and we think it's for safety, and just all of the stuff we tell us. Anyway, 437-1620. Somebody else asked about the article. I'll put that up online. Somebody else says, many wonderful conversations. Teen therapist says the idea that parent contacts their kids is a false sense of security for the parent. Yes. The ability to track does not alter what is ultimately going to happen to the kid. Yeah, because it happens. It doesn't just, you know, because you can track them doesn't make it. Plus, you know, false alerts. Like, you suddenly, you know, look at where your kid is. Oh, my God, they're away from the school. And then it's because they just turned off their phone or something like that. Amen, somebody says. Our kids had phones but refused to subscribe to Life 360. Oh, yes. Oh, you've got to let them go out and do stuff, right? Taking college juniors to school to set up their dorm rooms drives me crazy. The kid can't move into a dorm room by themselves. Yes, how are they ever going to be adults? And handle adult-level technology and temptations and people and all of it. Just anyway, we could go on and on. That's why I knew this would strike a chord, and I knew especially because we've had the school threats lately. Oh, but what if there's a school threat and we don't hear directly from our kids about what's happening? And? Okay, this is going to be brutal for me to say this out loud. You ready? Yesterday, and over the last week in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, how many kids got shot at school? None! 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 How much did it change the fact that you had a cell phone that your kid could text you? Or that you had a Where's My Phone app that you could... Right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We also had a listener comment that said a phone is a leash for unsecure parents.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Wow.
I figured.
Yes, the leash goes both ways. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Highway 29 still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries. It's in between Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane there. Seeing just some minor delays now. They're starting to clean that one up. I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29, the construction zone, seeing some delays there also because of that construction. Other than that, things are rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Two last quick ones. Somebody says, I got my kids' cell phones when they started driving. Same here. That's when our kids got phones. And when they were, they actually needed them for college. But somebody else says, if I ever buy my kid a phone, I'm getting a flip phone. So that's all they can use it for is emergencies. And also, there's no public phones anymore. Like, the phone booth doesn't exist anymore. So you maybe do need a cell when they're out, like, driving around.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Panair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Panair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at panair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When did you get in?
Oh, I've been here the whole time.
Well, man's a stealth pilot.
Literally. Weapon systems officer, actually.
With no sense of humor.
Opened up my eyes. Now we gotta talk this over.
morning, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. I am posting that article on our Facebook page as we speak. And seriously, you can read anything Lenore Scanese writes. It'll help you be a better parent. She's a wonderful person. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump says his second assassination attempt shows that his presidency was consequential.
Only consequential presidents get shot at. But what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right? We have to be brave.
And that from his town hall event in Michigan, he said he received some nice phone calls from both President Biden and Vice President Harris afterwards.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We'll talk more about some local news coming up next.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.